views and opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of the board, staff, underwriters, and donors of Voice of Vashon.
Welcome, everybody. Hey, thanks for tuning in today to Adventures in Recovery on the Voice of Vashon at 101.9. Today is a very special day. It is for me, at least, because I'm not in the studio in Vashon. The show today is a call-in show, and I am calling in from the port of Puerto Vallarta, Mexico. I happen to be on a 7-day cruise, and our first stop was Vashon. It was going to be on a Tuesday. And so Truman was nice enough to man the board back in Vashon while I'm enjoying the 85-degree sunny weather here in Puerto Vallarta. So I'm just going to say you can visualize what we have going on here if you want, because I don't know what's going on Vashon weather-wise, but enjoy the show. Before our debarkation, and we will spend most of the day in Cabo San Lucas. So, I'll give you a kind of a play-by-play of how this whole adventure has been going. You know, I'm an alcoholic, and a cruise sometimes can be a bit of a dangerous place for somebody that's in recovery, that's also been blessed with the disease of alcoholism. But I'll tell you what, there's lots of opportunities to drink. In fact, I'll go into the drink package in just a minute for those that are interested. But there's also what are called Friends of Bill meetings on the ship as well. So I went to the first meeting on Monday, and wouldn't you know, there were, there were over 13 people in that group. So, you know, there are those of us on the cruise ships that choose not to drink, primarily, for the most part, because we've had our fill in the past. I like to say I've used up all my drink tickets, and there's nothing behind that bar I haven't already had, probably way too much of all of it anyway. So, be that as it may, yes, there was a drink package people can purchase. Now, here's the thing that I don't understand. The drink package is over $100 per day, and you're limited to a maximum of 15 alcoholic beverages. And believe it or not, there's a lot of people that complain because that's just not enough drinks. 15 drinks, that's when they cut you off the drink package. And both people in the cabin, that are sharing the cabin, have to order it or you can't purchase it. So, it's kind of an interesting paradox, because when you figure three of the days were in port, so if they're gonna enjoy, let's just put it this way, 15 cocktails, you've only got pretty limited hours if they're planning on getting off the ship during these ports of call to consume 15 drinks. I don't know. To me, I mean, I'm sure I could have done it back in the day, but I'll tell you what, you see a lot of people kind of walking sideways on the ship. And this is Carnival Cruise Line, so you get a little more, let's just put it this way for Carnival, because I've sailed a lot of cruise lines, and Carnival, you probably get the, well, we'll just put it this way, the widest variety of people watching as far as entertainment goes. And that's putting it lightly. But, you know, nevertheless, it's fun, and everybody, for the most part, gets along quite well with each other. So I'm curious to find out what the weather is like on Vashon. But I'll tell you right now, it is 85 degrees and sunny here in Puerto Vallarta. And one of the things I like to do my first day or my first opportunity in any foreign country is go get a haircut. And that might seem kind of strange to some people, but for me, it's a way of getting immersed in the culture and having a limited conversation with whoever is going to be cutting my hair. And so my hair's been looking pretty shaggy for quite a few weeks, but I knew I had this trip coming up to Puerto Vallarta and I'm going to save the hair cutting once I got here. Now, that might be a little bit too much information for some of you, but I've got a fresh haircut now, and it feels good. It feels really good to get cleaned up. So I took it a step further and also engaged in getting a massage while I was here, too. So we've got a couple more hours. We've got several more hours in Puerto Vallarta, but I purchased a shore excursion, which is called Rhythms of the Night, which I'm actually really looking forward to. What you do is you hop on another smaller boat, and it apparently takes you out to an island. And by the time you get there, the sun is just starting to set, and the island is lit by tiki torches, and you enjoy a Mexican-themed buffet. But then you meander through these paths through the jungle and end up watching a live Cirque du Soleil show. So that, to me, is going to be really exciting. So I'm really looking forward to that. In fact, we have to meet, I have to meet the tour group in about 15 minutes. So we're going to be wrapping this up pretty soon. But I also want to give you a couple of heads up about some upcoming shows. In fact, I'm finishing his second book right now. We've got an author, a best-selling New York Times author coming up, and he's agreed to do at least one show for Adventures in Recovery, and we're going to do it via phone because he lives in St. Paul, Minnesota, and he also happens to have a very famous father who is Bill Moyers. This gentleman's name is William Moyers. He's written his second book, and so I'll be having him on a future show coming up pretty quick. And wouldn't you know, I just ran into my friend Calvin King here in Puerto Vallarta. Calvin, do you want to say it all my hi to all my folks here? Hola, amigos. I was going to say that's coming from a white guy, but no, it's coming from a black guy trying to speak Spanish. So that's a really nice combination. And I think I might ask Calvin if he wants to join me on Rhythms in the Night.
Perhaps.
Julie's sick.
I must be lunch.
So, okay. Well, we'll talk in just a couple minutes. Just hang on until I wrap up this show. Always just something exciting going on here when you're on vacation. So, anyway, like I said, we're going to have William Moyers on this show. And if you want to do a little preview on the kind of work that he does, he works for Hazelden, which some might be familiar with Hazelden Betty Ford. It's been a famous treatment facility for many, many, many years. And he, like I said, has written two books. One was called Broken, and I can't remember the name right offhand of the book I'm reading right now because it's up in my stateroom on the ship. So anyway, he's got some really good insight. It's a very inspirational book, not just for people that are in recovery, but it's a real helpful book for those that want to have a deeper understanding about the disease of drug addiction and alcoholism. One of his main crusades, basically, for lack of a better term, is to debunk the kind of the stigma about people in recovery and about addiction and about alcoholism. So to demystify the stigma and realize, you know, we need to treat people with more compassion and understanding and see what we can do to help people. So you've heard from past shows of mine, sometimes at the end of the day, the way I wrap up my day is by asking myself, who did I help today? Who did I help today? And whatever way that shows up for myself or for you, you know, try that towards the end of the day. Just make it a mantra, and it's something kind of good to encourage your family to join with you might be table conversation at the dinner table, but what did you do for somebody else today? It really goes a long ways when you consider how it takes you out of yourself and, you know, just lets you be of service to our fellow human beings. That's what we need to do, is just be nicer to everybody. Make the world a better place, and we can each actually play a very significant role in that. My friend Truman, he's been of service today just by hanging around the station after Captain Joe's show and being there for me and answering the phone and making sure we got the show on the air properly today. It was a challenge, but he definitely did his part. I was the one that was a little bit off the mark, but we got it going. Now, hopefully you're all being able to enjoy this today. And as I mentioned before, if anybody has any suggestions or has any people, or maybe you yourself have a story to share and want to, you know, get that out to, I was going to say the masses, but being that, you know, Vashon is so fortunate in the sense that we're only 10,000 residents, but yet we have our own radio station, both AM and FM. And for a area that small, that's quite a gift. It's quite fortunate. And, you know, all the alerts that they send out on the AM channel and all the wide variety of shows we have on the FM channel, great varieties of music and topics. So I just like to put a plug out for them. And I also like to plug the folks at Vashon Youth and Family Services, VYFS, which is where I'm at on the island most of the time as I work there as a drug and alcohol counselor. So between Family Place and our counseling center right over by the high school, there's a lot of services that this organization provides for the Vashon community, and I'm really, really honored to be able to play a part in that. So anyhow, be that as it may, we've still got 10 minutes to kill on this, and I'm kind of running out of... I had a guest lined up for my show today that's actually on the ship with us, and but apparently that person is not feeling very well today. So maybe it was cold feet. I'm not sure, but they kind of bowed out. So it kind of left me to fill up this half hour with as much information as I can without hopefully boring you to death. So for those of you that are thinking about finding a way to practice self-care, I'm a big proponent of cruising. And it's probably one of the most cost-effective ways to travel when you consider the fact that, for instance, a 7-day cruise, you've got your hotel accommodations covered for the whole week, including all your housekeeping, including all of your meals. There's usually a couple of specialty restaurants you can pay a little extra for, like the steakhouse. And on this particular ship, they have it's a teppanyaki restaurant. That's what it is. Where there's kind of a show in front of you, and they chop up the shrimp and flip it at you, and it's actually quite entertaining. And there's a couple of other pay extra restaurants that you can enjoy. But quite frankly, I have found that my experience has been the food in the dining room and the food up on the buffet and several other locations is quite adequate, and it's doing a much better job of preparing meals than I would be doing at home for myself. So, and the level of entertainment, last night was a show based around Motown. It was all Motown music, and the level of talent on these shows between the singers and the dancers and the rest of the cast, it's pretty impressive. And I know Vashon gets its share of actual high-level class of entertainment quite often. In fact, last weekend I saw a show at O Space. It was a play. It was very, very good. And the fact that I live in Tacoma and commute to Vashon, well, usually on an average of 3 times a week, makes me want to get over there more often. And like on weekends, Friday nights, Saturday nights, during the weekends for Farmer's Market just around the corner as spring is starting to give us some hints that it's just around the corner. And then we've got First Friday with a lot of other events too. Part of my job at Vashon Youth and Family Services is to help plan more sober events that might be family friendly or that people can participate in that are appropriate for not just adults, but for kids and families. And it could actually include some outdoor activities such as hikes, maybe kayaking, and things like that. There's another organization called Beyond Recovery that I hope to have another representative interviewed on this show of Adventures in Recovery that are family friendly, that everybody can enjoy and take advantage of. So stay tuned, and I try to make a lot of announcements for upcoming events that are on Vashon. And I mean, there's a lot of things to do anyway, but let me get the word out there to help you plan your weekends and your days ahead. That might include, you know, a larger group of family and or friends. So I'm going to ask you to ask yourself, or if you are finding yourself in a conversation that kind of centers around somebody else, where they're just talking about me, and full of complaints, an interesting question might be to ask them, who have you helped today? I guarantee it usually snaps a person away from the me, myself, and I-centered conversation. So what did you do for somebody else? Who did you help today? Okay. I'm trying to think of who I helped today right now offhand, and I've got the whole second half of the day to think about that and put that into action. So being on vacation, a person tends to be a little bit full of themselves, like I am. But like I said, the day is not even half over yet down here in Mexico. I love Puerto Vallarta. I love the people here. And one thing I've noticed about Mexicans in general and their culture is they don't run themselves ragged so much like us Americans do. You know, it seems like we're rush, barely finishing one task before rushing on to another one. And since I've been here today, I really had to slow down my walking a little bit and not be quite so frantic and take things in stride and slow down a little bit. Reset my clock and just take it slow. So as I sit under a beautiful palm tree here, my friend Calvin is joining me, and we're going to discuss the next adventure for today, which could include taking that boat out to the island for Rhythms in the Night. But I'm here to also tell you that across from our ship in Puerto Vallarta here is probably the largest yacht I have ever seen in my life. Did you get any idea who that yacht belongs to? A famous female singer. Wow. Well, hopefully by the end of the day, I might find out exactly. Boy, it's even got a heliport on it. Not just a heliport, but a helicopter on the port. And another big speedboat, almost a cigarette boat, alongside of it that will lift up into the hull of the ship hydraulically. I mean, it's beyond belief. Pretty sure, well, who knows? We might see something like that anchor over around Vashon someday, but I'm going to try to find out who actually... Say, you guys know who owns that huge yacht out here? That huge yacht. Who's that? Hang on a minute. We're finding out from some locals who... Oh, okay. Thank you. Well, that helps. A millionaire Mexican entrepreneur.
I know.
Yeah. Okay. Well, it's good to know. It's not somebody from a foreign country other than Mexico. It is a Mexican that owns that huge yacht. Boy, that was a jaw dropper when I saw that. So the economy is alive and well, apparently, in some aspects of Mexico here. At least it is today in Puerto Vallarta. So unfortunately, I won't be able to chat with you folks tomorrow in Mazatlan or the next day in, what is that? Oh, my God. And yes, there are alligators here. That are, you know, there's a couple of little rivers that go right through downtown Puerto Vallarta, and Calvin has showing me a picture of an alligator that is right underneath the bridge. It looks like, what was that, about 5 feet long?
Oh, that's like 6 feet
long. 6 feet long, yikes. And you definitely see your fill of iguanas down here, tropical birds. I mean, it truly is a paradise. So for those of you that haven't been to Puerto Vallarta, my bit of advice is, if you're going to drink tequila, don't drink it unless you see it come out from a sealed bottle, because some of the tequila is not really tequila down here. And my first, well, we won't go into my first trip to Mexico. Well, why not? It's about recovery. And the first time I went to Mexico, I ended up in a blackout, and I also ended up in jail. Not a Mexican jail, but over the Tijuana border in Imperial Beach. That was just for an overnight, but that's another reason that today I am in recovery. My system just cannot handle alcohol, and it puts me in weird places when alcohol enters my body. So I just as soon steer clear of that and take it in stride. So, anyway, as always, I really look forward to being with you folks every Tuesday at 1:30 for Adventures in Recovery. And I look forward to sharing some actual guests on my show with you for future shows. So please join me every Tuesday at 1:30 for Adventures in Recovery here on Voice of Vashon 101.9 FM. And thanks again to Truman for manning the board for me while I'm gone today. And I'll be back on the island next Monday. So take care, folks. Take care. I love you all. And I'll look forward to being with you again next Tuesday.